Okay, everybody, this is what we've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly conversation, our visit with Mr. Everything himself, the unbelievable Mr. Bob Ryan, who is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine.
Good, good. So, there's so many things we got to cover this morning. First of all, did you feel like you needed to call 911 after Alex Cora didn't get Manager of the Year?
No, I was expected among anybody who was paying attention that the competition was exactly what it turned out to be. Bob Melvin of the A's and Kevin Cash of the two teams that overachieved. That's a traditional way to win Manager of the Year. Not being manager of the best team, but being manager or coach, and that's what we're talking about, of a team that is perceived to have overachieved. And both the A's with their victories and the especially the Rays with their 90. And so, Alex, we were prepared for that. So no one should be shocked that he didn't win the award. And it doesn't matter. I ask him, would you rather be manager of the year or manager of the world champions? I think he will give you you know what the answer would be.
I got you.
But Mookie's going to win tonight, right?
Well, then I would be upset. If Mookie doesn't win the MVP, then I will be on the outrage committee.
Okay, good. Now, have you seen the Patriots play a worse game in the past 20 years?
Not in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
The thing that worried me about that more than anything, you know, we've seen them have these bad games early, and remember it most notably Kansas City, and we're off to Cincinnati. But this is the middle of the year to play a game like that, and we're off to the bye week, fortunately, and I think that's a good time for the bye. It was just uniformly awful and concerning. I mean, it's really very concerning.
Hey, Bob, Tom Brady, one touchdown pass in the last three games. What's wrong? Is it he doesn't have his binkies there? Gronk is out hurt. Edelman went down hurt. Amendola's gone.
I think it's a little bit of everything, Hank. I think that clearly when you don't have Gronk, and we may never see the Gronk of that we loved again at that level. I just don't expect to see him at that level ever again, of course. And he doesn't, and Chris Hogan has disappeared off the face of the earth, and so he doesn't throw to him anymore. He's limited in what he can do. And they were really concentrating on James White, who's been his best asset this year. And let's be honest, it's the signs of slippage are there. Father Time will win the battle, whether Tom likes it or not. I think we're starting to see that Father Time is starting to exert his will on Tom Brady to a degree. I'm not saying he stinks. I'm not saying he can't play, but he's not going to be. It doesn't appear that he can be at that consistent level that made him the GOAT. He's not he's not playing like the GOAT anymore. And I don't think he ever will. He can have a big game, and don't be fooled if he comes out and throws 350 against the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to be the test. But there's some big tests left at Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and they'll see how he fares in those games.
Okay,
excellent. Can we talk Celtics, Bob? Because last night we played a horrible team and looked great.
Finally, well, that was a start. That was a good start. That's all. I'll give them that. People, they don't need any new players. They just need to play better. That's all. They've got. We know the players are good, and we know that I think in the long run I have confidence everything's going to work out. But they needed a kick in the butt. They just weren't playing well.
Yeah.
They weren't playing right. And thank you for showing up, Mr. Schedule Maker, giving them Chicago. Give them a boost when they needed it. They did. I mean, that road trip was very, very, very disturbing. I mean, when you're down by 20 points three games in a row and you're supposed to be an elite team, there's something wrong. And they just weren't playing well. But I'm confident it'll straighten them out.
Do you think, Bob, are you concerned at all that Kyrie says they need like another 14, 15-year veteran, even though that should be him?
Well, no, he's not 14 or 15, but he's a veteran. I don't like that because that they do have that guy. His name is Al Horford. He is a father figure. I don't know what. I just warned people before the year, just don't pay attention to what Kyrie says.
Just let him play, right?
He can't help himself. He just loves to talk. He loves to sound smart. Okay, he likes to. And you want him approachable. If you're the media, you don't want to shut him up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. But if you're the fan, just take it. Just don't even pay attention to it.
I think his words fell flat, as in earth.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of backed off that now.
Yeah,
he's backed off that, as far as I know. So that's going to be part of the story when it's all said and written. A little chapter will be. Remember when Kyrie was talking about the Earth was flat?
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of little vignettes along the way. He's a character, frankly.
Okay.
He bright guy, but he's a character. And just don't put too much stock on what he says, because he talks all the time.
Okay, so and I guess maybe we don't even get into the Bruins, because they were using a sieve for a stick and goal.
Well, that's a shame. And then, you have to worry about what's up with Chara, and you're going to have a hard time getting proper information there, because, like the Patriots, they're very guarded about speaking of injuries. And so we'll have to monitor that. But that's not good news either, obviously, if there's anything seriously wrong with Chara.
Okay, we'll keep an eye.
Yes.
In the meantime, you have any shameless plugs for us?
Yeah, well, I'll be the Bob Ryan, I'll be the Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow morning, every Monday and Friday, with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. And I'll be on Around the Horn next week, probably Monday.
Gotcha.
ESPN, 5 o'clock.
Okay, have a terrific day and a
Thank
special
you.
Weekend, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
And we'll make special arrangements, because a week from today is Thanksgiving Day, and we know you'll be stuffing your pie hole on that day. So we'll figure out an alternative, okay?
I will be, and that's the truth, too.
Okay. Have a good one, okay. Matt.